540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on the award-winning 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Milwaukee is drying off from its wettest April on record. The National Weather Service says the city endured a record-breaking month in April, recording nearly 9.5 inches of rain. That's the most rain Milwaukee has seen in April, easily surpassing the previous high set in 2013. The total was 5.5 inches above Milwaukee's average for the month. April was also warmer than normal, with an average temperature of just under 50 degrees. It was the 8th warmest April ever recorded. State prosecutors say a Milwaukee woman pulled off a massive fraud scheme, taking more than $2 million from Medicaid. 44-year-old Debbie Long is now facing multiple felony charges, accused of billing for care that never happened over several years. Investigators say some claims were impossible, including more than 1,000 hours of care billed in a single day. They allege that she used the money to buy businesses, luxury items, and a high-end car. A church on Milwaukee's far northwest side could soon make room for hundreds of new senior housing units. Kingdom Faith Fellowship Church is seeking a zoning change for its campus off West Bradley Road so it can add up to 180 units. Developers say the first phase would bring 2- and 3-story townhomes for adults 55 and older, along with affordable units. The proposal has won unanimous support from the Plan Commission and Zoning Committee, and now it goes to the full council. And a memorable Mother's Day at the Milwaukee Zoo coming up. A new baby zebra is making her debut. The zoo says Mistari was born April 22nd to Thelma, a Grant's zebra, and weighed 73 pounds at birth. Officials say Thelma was already pregnant when she arrived from a Minnesota zoo last year, but staff didn't realize it at the time. Mistari is the zoo's first zebra birth since 2006. Moms do get into the zoo for free on Mother's Day. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at waukradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Governor Tony Evers says tourism is booming in Wisconsin, and he's taking a tour to show why it matters. His latest stop was the Cable Natural History Museum, where he met with local leaders during National Travel and Tourism Week.
I'm just amazed at the work that local folks are doing to bring people to Wisconsin. Obviously, it's a tourism place, but it's one of these tourism activities that really you're learning at the same time.
According to the state, tourism generated over $25 billion last year and continues to grow. The governor says expanding outdoor recreation has been a key focus since he took office. Drivers across Wisconsin are being warned to stay alert as deer activity increases and crashes spike this time of year. State data shows nearly 18,000 deer-related crashes last year, with some of the highest numbers in counties like Waukesha, Washington, Sheboygan, and Dane. Officials say deer are especially active in May and can move unpredictably across roads. Drivers are urged to slow down, use headlights at dawn and dusk, and avoid swerving to reduce the risk of serious crashes. Wisconsin continues to hold the record for the top cranberry producer, supplying more than 60% of the U.S. crop. The findings come from the Wisconsin Cranberry Board's annual harvest assessment. Over 250 licensed growers across 19 counties produced 4.8 million barrels of cranberries in 2025. The total for the entire country reached about 7.5 million barrels. This is the 31st consecutive year with Wisconsin as the nation's top producer. The industry generates $1 billion in economic impact each year and supports more than 4,000 jobs statewide. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
A new coach for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens in Milwaukee, where the Bucks introduced Taylor Jenkins as their new head coach. Jenkins asked, do they know if Giannis will be back?
Obviously, we have big, important decisions as a team and organization over the course of the summer. We're going to have great dialogue with all of our players, Giannis included. But that's the belief and trust I have with this group right here. I know the belief and trust that they have in me that we're going to have those appropriate conversations and navigate important decisions for not just now, but the future.
NFL, Packers GM Brian Gutekunst on NFL NFL Radio, asked how are Micah Parsons and tight end Tucker Kraft doing coming back from ACL surgery?
Yeah, no, they're doing great. You know, Tuck's been here every day, and he's obviously a little bit ahead of schedule just because his injury happened quite earlier than Micah's did. But Micah's such a he's a little bit of a freak, so I think some of that's taken over, and he's doing really well as well. So certainly expect both those guys back early in the season, and it'll be a big part of what we're doing moving forward.
That's the Packers' Brian Gutekunst with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be partly to mostly cloudy today with an isolated shower or thunderstorm this afternoon. Our high in the mid to upper 50s today. Tonight, partly cloudy, down to around 38 tomorrow. Partly cloudy, scattered showers with a high of 64. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.